Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Jenny. I'm a wife, a cyclist, a world traveler, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm your personal growth guru. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. It's Jenny. It is your personal growth coach. And I'm coming live today just to tell you what's up, what's new, and what's exciting for you. It's been an adventure, and I know many of you have been following along and learning and growing with me. A lot of weird things have been happening personally, as you all may have known or just learning that my mom was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. But the therapist, social worker, counselor, and daughter side of me is like, let's get this shit fixed. So I'm in process mode and have everything written on a calendar. I'm ready to do it. So I am here to support my mom on this crazy 6-month adventure that we're going on. So she's in a good spirit. She's getting stronger every day. Her surgeon, she had an appointment this morning, surgeon gave her a thumbs up. So we are getting ready for chemo coming up in the next 2 weeks. So dad's doing well. I know that you all have been asking about him. My dad is like the healthiest person alive, 78 years old, still works out every day, crawls underneath cars, works on the hot rods, and just had a little hiccup. Got Lyme tested, negative, COVID negative. I just think it was some kind of gnarly bug, and knocked him on his ass for about 3 days. So called my parents this morning and I said, Mom, how's Dad feeling today? She goes, pretty good. So he worked out, he did his biking and his weights, and then he ate a hoagie for breakfast. What'd you say? Yeah, homeboy ate a hoagie for breakfast. Dad's feeling better. So Mom flipped the camera around because we always FaceTime because we like to see each other. And homie's wearing his Birkenstocks Hawaiian shirt and cargo shorts. So it's really nice to see my dad doing better. And that just makes me laugh. You know, he's an amazing dude. So when 3 days when he wasn't feeling well, it was kind of very heartbreaking. But my mom and dad are a crazy duo and they're absolutely made for each other. 55, maybe more years married. Absolutely crazy fun marriage. Super blessed to have parents that are still married, and they're in this journey together. Mom has an amazing support system. Dad, as long as he drinks his Gatorades and eats hoagies for breakfast, we're in this to win it. Yeah, life is good. Actually sitting out here enjoying a few moments of just some clarity. Why I am coming live is one, to tell you a little transparency about what's going on in my family, because I think that's super important as a coach. I'm not gonna blow smoke up your ass, and I'm not gonna tell you everything is glorious and I make millions of dollars and I drive fast cars and have Gucci handbags. Yeah, that's not me. Yes, I like to drive fast and I have nice cars. I'm not gonna lie about that. But I am very transparent. I'm gonna tell you what's going on in life. And right now, that is really loud. My God. Yeah, like all hell broke loose in the last like month. So July has been a little crazy with, you know, my mom's diagnosis, my dad not feeling well. I had a crazy knee injury that I'm kind of dealing with right now. And yeah, the trifecta. So the three of us were a match made in heaven. So yeah. But as I always say, coaching still goes on. I am your personal growth coach. I help you find yourself. I help you live an authentic life because this is it. This is my life. I am an online coach and I help people with so many things. And let me break it down for you. My biggest thing that I like to work on is helping people identify clarity and direction. Yeah, what exactly does that mean? When's the last time you sat down with a piece of paper and says, what do I want in my life? No one does that. No one does that until someone tells you to do it. Because we really get up every day and we do that hamster wheel of death. And the hamster wheel of death is when you get up, you eat your breakfast, you go to work, you come home, you barely exercise, you barely eat well, you go to bed and you do the same shit over and over and over again. That's not clarity. And that's sure as hell not direction for the things that you want to do. So finding clarity and direction is super important. And I really had that moment of clarity and direction that came with me during COVID. Just when you have that moment in life when you're just, this is not what I want to do. I'm not happy. The environment I'm in is eating me alive. I need to make a change. And when you feel that, it's time to make a change. It's time to flip that switch, make the change. And yes, change is scary as hell. I'm not gonna lie. I started a business, like resigned from a full-time job in the middle of COVID. Like, really? Yeah, I like walked that ledge and I was like, pew, jumped off. And I pretty much made my wings on the way down. And finding clarity was a lot easier when I didn't have all that external noise. It's also about removing roadblocks. What is in your way? What is in your way every day that you can't achieve your goals? Is it money? Is it relationships? Is it mental? Is it physical? You know, what are these roadblocks? A lot of it is mental. And that's my specialty, is mindset reset, mindset makeovers, rewiring these limiting beliefs about what we can do, what we can't do. An amazing door opens. And it was interesting because I felt like when I was in my full-time career, I was like, why am I not getting that promotion? Why am I not getting that raise? Why am I not getting, why? I kept on asking these questions. And it comes to the fact when the door doesn't open, it's not meant for you, sweetheart. It's not meant for you because the universe is trying to tell you there's shit out there that is bigger and better that you're supposed to achieve. And it was meant for me to start a new business, which I've been on the path of starting my coaching business 3 years back. It's been in the works, but officially taking the leap and leaving a full-time career to start a business is hard to do. You know, you don't have that consistent finances and you're just like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm in the middle of a pandemic. I can't get toilet paper. Like, what else could go wrong? But being able to have that flexibility to do what I need to do, take care of my parents, take care of myself. I have never been so happy. It is 11:15 on a Wednesday. I am sitting outside in the midst of this sounding like a jungle, having a conversation with people online about what I do for a living. How blessed I am, how changing people's lives is the best thing that I do. I am so blessed. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity to work with people all over the world. Now that I have WhatsApp, y'all need to get on WhatsApp. Like, I was a Voxer girl and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna like Voxer and type to people and I was like talking into it and Voxering. But WhatsApp, y'all didn't tell me about that. So I started a WhatsApp, and it's a communication app, and actually that's how I talk to all my European friends and my clients and my coaches, you know, all over the world. It's so easy, and I have that for my groups, my sisterhood and my mentorship, and that's how I communicate with my clients. And it's so nice because when you're not on Facebook, you can hop on you can hop on WhatsApp and be like, "What's up, guys? It's Jenny. I just wanted to tell you that I love you all today, and today is a badass day, and let me tell you why." You know, just hit them that quick hit of inspiration that we all need. So I love that. But also, being a coach helps achieve your goals faster because you know what? You have that accountability. When I didn't have that accountability, I was like a duck with one leg. Man, I was just swimming in circles. I didn't know what the hell I was doing anymore. But when I started hiring coaches, I'm not gonna lie, I have a few coaches. I have business coaches, mental coaches, spiritual coaches, and coaches that just help me get my shit in check. We all need coaches. And if you're that type of person saying, "I don't need a coach," and there's something wrong with you if you need a coach, it's not 1990 anymore. Because the best people in the world have coaches. People who are billionaires have coaches. Tony Robbins, who I've been working with since I've been 14, he has a coach. Like, get a coach, get a therapist, get a counselor, talk to a plant, whatever. Talk to somebody that can help you achieve your goals. Get past those roadblocks and build your confidence. Because we live that hamster wheel of death. Get up, get dressed, go to work. We barely eat, we barely exercise, we barely enjoy nature. And we do it all over again for days, months, years, decades. And what do we have to prove for it? Wrinkles. You need an environment that's supportive. It's amazing in my groups where I have an all female group. I love it. My goddess sisterhood. These girls, I can't even call them girls. They're badass women. They're like super women. Somebody went live in it yesterday. I need help. And everybody was like, boom, 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 help, here you go, this is what's up, boom. Love it. This is the kind of community that we need to create. We need people to support each other. If we support each other more than we tear each other down, could you imagine what kind of community, what kind of world we would have? But on the other hand, all the people that closed the doors on me, I say, bitch, I'm coming back to buy the building. But you know what? The people who bullied me, the people who made fun of me, the doctors that told me that I wasn't like the normal kids, it just made me who I am today. It truly did. All these things that would stack on top of one another, all this negative, 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 but you know what? It made me who I am today. I've gone through hell and back a lot. But you know what? I learned from every one of those lessons. And every one of those lessons came a positive silver lining. Yes, I was born partially blind. People would probably think that would be the most horrific thing ever. Oh my God, I can't believe, you know, what do you do? I live my life. I live the best life. I travel. I drive cars. I'm a cyclist. I'm an athlete. I have an amazing life. I do the most amazing things. You would look at me and never know that my eyeball doesn't work. You got to look at life, as they say, with those rose-colored glasses. And I do. And this only started 5 years ago. Where I'm just like, I need to get my shit in check. I'm tired of living this hamster wheel of death. until you start caring about yourself, that's when shit changes. This is where the fun begins. Your personal growth starts 4 different ways with me. An all-female group, the Goddess Sisterhood. Love that group. Every day I wake up and it just blows me away. Women from all over the world in that group. Love it. I have a 3-month promo that's going on in that group right now, so totally sign up. It's a great thing. These promos I created, I should call them bonuses, because you get one-on-one coaching, WhatsApp, and many other bonuses. You can also pay monthly, whatever is your jam. I try to make everything financially friendly because I get it. We're still in COVID. Like, I get it. People still don't have jobs and they're still trying to work on themselves. Everything is financially friendly. There's another way. The second way is my VIP mentorship. Love this group. It's very small, very intimate, not gonna lie. These are people that are going through some shit. And we do a lot of one-on-one and group coaching. It's different. We work on a lot of personal growth inside the group and personal coaching. As well, I have a promo and monthly membership with that. I also have WhatsApp, which is private mentoring. Super fun. That's just a way for you to have, I call it Jenny on demand. Where else can you put a 6'3" Jenny in your pocket? WhatsApp is the way to go. And the last one is one of my favorites, and it is private coaching, where you can get 100% me, full attention to help you achieve your goals. Go further, faster with 100% attention. I love private coaching. It is one of my favorites. It is amazing to go live with somebody multiple times in a week or in a month or whatever they need to be supported. But the funny thing is, with all the shit that's going on in my family right now, I am only taking on one client starting August 1st. Just because I wanna give my clients the utmost attention. So as we talked about boundaries in my groups, I'm drawing boundaries because at this point, taking on a client is super important, but I want to give them my utmost attention. And I also need to give my family the attention that they need. So taking on one client, and if that is you, go to the link that I'm going to post in this. Click on the links. Click on a whole bunch of them. Read all about all the offers that I have and read about my groups. Ask questions. Hit me up on WhatsApp. I'll talk to you, whatever. Coaching needs to be normalized. Having a therapist, a counselor, which I was for over 17 years, needs to be normalized. If somebody tells you that there's something wrong with you because you have a coach, a therapist, and a counselor, those friends need to be Control-Alt-Deleted from your life because those are not positive supports. Things are changing. The world is changing. We need to change with the times. I did. It's scary as hell, I'm not gonna lie. But you know what? Work with somebody that you feel comfortable with. It may not be me, and I'm totally cool with that. Let's get on a call. I can talk to you. I can point you in the right directions. I have a zillion friends that do coaching, and I can say, hey, maybe my friend Letty is somebody that is for you, or Mariah, or whomever. I'll point you in the right direction. This is what we do as coaches. We're not selfish. We're here to help people reach their goals. That's me. That's what I do. Sorry, I feel like I'm sweating. It's hot out here now. The last thing I want to talk about is in August, I'm going to run a 3-day personal growth workshop. Haven't quite figured out the dates yet. I want to look at when all my mom's appointments are, when I can do a 3-day challenge. So stay tuned for that. That 3-day challenge is coming up. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be in the evening because that's probably the best time for everybody across the world to do it. It'll probably be like half hour, 40 minutes a day. And we're just going to talk about limiting beliefs, confidence, growth, some really cool stuff. So stay tuned. I love you all. And if you're ready to take your self to the next level and hire a personal growth coach, I'm your girl. All right, everybody, have an amazing Wednesday. I'm off to the bike shop to get fitted to make sure that my knee pain is not from my bike. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. I love you all, and bye.